The final day of the 2018 legislative session was chaotic, even by the usual frenetic standards of the Tennessee General Assembly. Before lawmakers adjourned at about 11 p.m. Wednesday, they went through a standoff over testing, an attempt to hold the state budget hostage, and plenty of last-minute legislative stratagems. WPLN's Chaz Sisk offers this analysis.
It's not unusual for state legislators to bicker on the final days of session. In fact, one of the sure signs the end is near is a fight between the state Senate and the House of Representatives. What was unusual this year was the absence of legislative leaders who could force lawmakers into compromises. Governor Bill Haslam has less than 9 months left in office. Gone was his ability to offer lawmakers future concessions or to threaten consequences if they didn't work with his administration. Also on the way out the door were House Speaker Beth Harwell and House Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh. Both are giving up their seats to run for governor, and unless they win in November, their political careers are likely coming to an end. But the leadership vacuum is only one part of the equation. The other is the vacancies created by the departures of these people. The races for House Speaker, party leaders, and other top positions are already well underway. Impassioned speeches and clever legislative maneuvers, of which there were many on the legislature's final day, are the kind of things that can make backbenchers stand out and possibly start them down the path to becoming political leaders. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.